Jumox Olowikare's latest works are made from used vehicle tires painted in red, yellow, and green. The creations join a collection of used plastic, cloth, wine corks, corn husk, and other materials in what is called Waste Museum in Nigeria. Olowikare said the museum is the first of its kind in Africa. She is part of a growing number of Nigerians who are using waste materials to make art and clothing. Their work calls attention to the damaging effects of waste on the environment. At the recent opening ceremony for the museum in Ibadan City, she said, "With the Waste Museum, we are showcasing the value of waste. We want people to see how waste can be turned into wealth. Our ultimate goal is to ensure that no waste goes into the landfill. A zero-waste future is possible," she added. Olowikare said she had the idea for a museum when she saw the amount of waste that came from her home. She started collecting the waste while reading up on how to reduce and recycle waste. Recycling is a process to make something new from something that has been used before. With the support from the United States African Development Foundation, the Waste Museum was born. Olowikare said she collected waste material from people's homes for her works, and she also makes equipment for play areas for children at school, called playgrounds. Work from other artists is also shown at the museum. It includes furniture and housing material made from old car tires and jewelry produced from bottle tops. The Waste Museum also provides environmental education and helps women and youth from underserved communities with upcycling skills. Upcycling reuses waste material to create a new product. Nigeria is Africa's biggest oil producer. Additionally, it has more than 200 million people. Plastic waste like leftover bags and food and drink containers are commonly thrown into the streets and other public areas. Throwing waste into public areas and the environment is called littering. A lot of waste in Nigeria ends up in the waterways that lead into the Gulf of Guinea, an area in the Atlantic Ocean that has led to concerns about the amount of plastic entering the sea.